My name is Jeff Frank. I'm at the 2006 ACLU Membership Conference in Washington, D.C. I'm right now sitting in a reception for clients of the ACLU, and I'd like to tell you my story. On July 4th, 2004, the President Bush was coming through Charleston, West Virginia to give a speech in celebration of Independence Day. My wife and I were in Charleston, West Virginia at the time, and we wanted to go down and see what the president had to say, but we didn't agree with the president on most of his policies, and so we wanted to show that we were not part of the throngs of supporters that you usually see surrounding the president. So we resolved to wear some T-shirts critical of the president, and the day before I went out to Target and bought a couple of white T-shirts and some Sharpie markers. Came back to the hotel and made two T-shirts. Both had the word Bush on the front with the international no symbol, the circle with the line through it. And on the back, mine said, regime change starts at home, and my wife's said, love America, hate Bush. And so we went down to the speech on the state capitol grounds. We went through the security check, and they saw everything, and we got into where we were going to stand, and we stood there for a few minutes, and we were approached by two gentlemen wearing event staff tags around their neck, and they told us that we had to take our shirts off or get out. Well, we argued with them. We didn't think that was right. We talked about the First Amendment, and we pointed out that there were people all around us wearing pro-Bush Cheney T-shirts on, and so we thought we were well within our rights in the public square to wear our critical anti-Bush shirts. They didn't see it that way, and we went back and forth. They eventually walked away. And about 5 or 10 minutes later, a couple of police officers showed up, asked us if we had been asked to leave or take off our shirts. We said yes. They said, well, you have to get out or take off your shirts. We went back and forth with them, had essentially the same conversation. We explained to them that that was the totality of our protest, that we weren't going to heckle, we weren't going to cause a disturbance, we weren't going to do anything more. And they were welcome to search us again. They were welcome to stand by us. But we felt that we were well within our rights to stay there and wear our T-shirts and peacefully. They arrested us. They tried to lead us away by the arms and in order to make sure that we were actually under arrest and make it clear that we weren't leaving of our own volition, we sat down. They handcuffed us. We stood up. We didn't resist arrest or anything. We stood up right away and walked out. Took us to the city holding facility where we stayed. It was about 2 hours that we were in custody. They charged us with trespassing, but I think the point was that we had been removed before we got to see the president, before the president got to see us. If freedom of speech means anything, it means the right to peacefully express yourself in the public square about political issues, and that's what we were doing. We got arrested for it. The ACLU, thank goodness, stepped up and defended us on the criminal charges. The criminal charges were eventually dropped because the city had charged us with a municipal offense on state grounds, which, of course, they can't do. And we decided to pursue the civil suit. We filed suit with the help of the ACLU against the Secret Service and against the White House Office of Advance, claiming that they've infringed on our First Amendment rights. So that suit is pending right now. And I guess the thing that really amazes me is that we're still having to have this fight in this country. And I think that before this happened to me, before they came knocking at my door and put my wrists in handcuffs and took me away for something I thought was legal in the United States, before that happened to me, I didn't understand that we were still fighting this. That there's still a problem of government trying to suppress the expression of its citizens. And I fear that the average American, as they go about their daily lives, don't have to worry about that and don't know that it's still at issue. And I think that it's very important that they understand that these battles don't stay won, that we have to continue to be vigilant. We have to fight these things, and we have to stand up for our rights or they'll go away.